Southeast Asian refugees at risk of deportation in Massachusetts are asking President Biden to pardon them before he leaves office. Deportation skyrocketed under the first Trump administration, with removals of Cambodians up nearly 300%. Kevin Lamb with the Southeast Asian Freedom Network says many Vietnam War refugees lacked the resources to apply for citizenship and risk being separated from their families once again.
There's action that the Biden administration can take right now to truly protect immigrant and refugee communities from the threat of detentions and deportations under Trump.
Lamb says that includes extending the temporary protected status for immigrants from countries impacted by war or other dangerous conditions and protecting DACA recipients with new H-1B visas. 2025 marks the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon and the end of the Vietnam War. More than 1 million Vietnamese, Cambodian, and Laotian refugees resettled in the U.S., including parts of Boston and Lowell. Some became entangled in the criminal justice system as they grappled with the trauma of war and now face removal over decades-old convictions. Lamb says Biden can rectify policies he once supported, which led to mass incarceration and the expulsion of refugees.
The implications of policies that were passed under him and actions that were taken through him have put Southeast Asian refugees into the prison to deportation pipeline.
Last month, Biden granted clemency to nearly 1,500 Americans and said he would consider more pardons before the end of his term next week. Lamb says refugees who fled U.S. military intervention to rebuild their lives in Massachusetts deserve the same chance. I'm Catherine Carley reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.